我央空中的玉。
Wow, if I had to describe her voice, Holly, I think the only word that I could use is sweet.
Well, that's a good one, but another way you could call it is smooth.
That's true. It's a very smooth voice as well. This is Norah Jones we're talking about, listeners, one of her latest songs you've just heard, and we're going to look closely at this song on today's English for You unit. So, this is Norah Jones. A very famous singer.
That's right. She became very famous several years ago, actually, for her sweet voice and being able to sing jazz and make lots and lots of people like it. Before she came along, most people didn't listen to this kind of music. They liked rock music and pop music, but she made this style very popular.
That's right. She brought it back, too, and kind of changed it a little bit because this old jazz singer style has been around for a long time, but she definitely brings a little bit of pop, a little bit of more modern country and jazz. I even think you can hear a little bit of a hip-hop influence in some of the ways that she puts together rhythms, although it'd be really slow kinds of hip-hop, of course.
And probably one of the most famous songs that she has had, and the one that made her famous, was called Don't Know Why, and it talks about don't know why I didn't call, and it's a really nice song, and it sounds kind of like this one in the same style.
Right. In our article, we'll take a look at the lyrics and talk a little bit about her career and this latest album. Well, let's jump into our article then. We'll start by reading through your English for You Express.
Norah Jones's soft, smooth voice drifts beautifully over the relaxed tones of a jazz piano score. Her mix of country, folk, soul, and jazz has won her millions of fans around the world. As Norah grew up, her mother exposed her to jazz legends like Billie Holiday. She went on to study jazz piano at university before moving to New York to pursue her musical dreams.
Released in 2002, Norah's debut album, Come Away With Me, was a surprise hit that sold 20 million copies. The 2003 Grammys were truly her coming out party. At the end of the night, the then only 23-year-old singer had 8 statues to her name. her third solo album, Not Too Late, was released in January of 2007. It features the song, Thinking About You, in which Nora, in her trademark style, reflects on feelings of lost love.
Thinking about you. Yesterday, I saw the sun shining, and the leaves were falling down softly. My cold hands needed a warm, warm touch, and I was thinking about you.
Here I am, looking for signs of leaving. You hold my hand, but do you really need me? I guess it's time for me to let you go, and I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you.
When you sail across the ocean waters, and you reach the other side safely, could you smile a little smile for me? 'Cause I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you.
Okay, we're calling our article The Sweet Voice of Nora Jones. You know, the word sweet, of course, means a sugary, sweet taste, like if you're eating candy or having some fruit. And so we can use this word also when we're describing a person's personality or their voice. It means they have a very nice sounding, friendly sounding, kind of smooth, and it makes you feel comfortable sounding voice. We also say her voice is soft and smooth. It drifts beautifully over the relaxed tones of a jazz piano score. Now, the tones of music are the sounds, but we're talking about the notes, the different sounds that you use to make music. So, you know, the do, re, mi, all the way back up to do. And these are relaxed tones because it's jazz piano music, a jazz piano score.
Right. And, of course, a score is just the music that can be played. It's all the music that goes together, and it can involve many different instruments. Here, this is a jazz piano score, so that's the style of the music she's playing, and the score, of course, is just, as Bill had said before, it's the same thing. It's referring to the music that's under her voice. Well, her mix of country, folk, soul, and jazz have won her millions of fans around the world. So her music is not just a single style. Even though she is categorized or put in a group of jazz singers, she is still someone who takes her ideas from many different types of music. She has a mix or a mixture of country music, which is an American music style, folk music, which is found around the world but is referred to here probably as the American folk style, soul and jazz, as we've already mentioned. And this style of music, this mixture that she uses, has won her millions of fans all around the world. Now, it just means that she was able to get so many fans because her music is so interesting and different.
Right, and it really comes from her background in music. As she grew up, her mother exposed her to jazz legends like Billie Holiday. When you expose someone to something, it means you put them in a situation where they are with that thing, so they can learn from it, they can be influenced by it. We often use the word when we're talking about art, like music. If you're exposed to someone's art or music, it can have an effect on what you do, like on how you create your art yourself. So, she went on to study jazz piano at the university. Remember, she's thinking about all these jazz legends, people who were very famous in the past for being singers and musicians, like Billie Holiday, and then she moved to New York to pursue her musical dreams.
If you pursue something, it's like you're going after it or even chasing it. If a police officer is trying to catch a criminal, then the police officer will pursue that person. Or maybe if a boy likes a girl and he wants her to be his girlfriend, he might say that he is pursuing her. Well, Nora Jones pursued her musical dream. She was trying to chase this idea of becoming a famous jazz singer, and she was very successful. In 2002, she released her debut album, Come Away With Me, and it was a surprise hit that sold 20 million copies. So this debut album, which is just another way of saying her first album, was called Come Away With Me, and it was released in 2002. When we say released, we mean that it was just put out to the public for sale. And you can use this with albums, CDs, movies, and books, anything that needs to be published and put out into the public. So her CD, Come Away With Me, was released that year.
That's right. And in the 2003 Grammys, it was truly her coming out party. People really got to know who she was. At the end of the night, she had taken home 8 statues. So she had a lot of these awards. We're saying statues because it's a little tiny statue that you win. Now, she went on to continue her career, and her 3rd solo album, Not Too Late, was recently released in January. It's her solo album because she did it by herself. Solo means by oneself, just one person.
Right. So if you have a solo in a concert, that means you're the only one singing, and on her albums, she is the only one performing. She doesn't have anyone else helping her. Well, that was released in 2007, and it features the song Thinking About You, which is what we're talking about today, in which she, in her trademark style, reflects on feelings of lost love. Well, it features this song. And when you use features in this way, it means that it's just one part of it. And it's probably an important one, since this is going to be one of the most famous songs from this album. And features is our word power word today, so let's listen to more about this word.
Hello, everybody. My name is Andrew, and today's word power is feature. Feature is a verb. 这里 feature 当动词，以什么什么为特色. In the text, we find the word as follows. It features the song Thinking About You, in which Nora, in her trademark style, reflects on feelings of lost love. It features the song. In other words, it has the song Thinking About You. Often, we say that a movie features a person or an event in it. So, for example, I remember one time I saw a very, very strange movie in which it featured a talking bird. In other words, the movie had a talking bird in it. We can also say the art exhibition features some very famous artists, including Picasso. So, in other words, the art exhibition has some very, very famous artists and their works on display for all of us to see. Would you like to see a movie that features a talking animal? Try and see. Thanks, everybody. That's all the time we have today. Bye-bye.
So in this song, Thinking About You, it's in her trademark style. It's her style everyone knows her for. And she reflects on feelings of lost love. When you reflect on something, you think about it, like you have a mirror in your mind, and you're looking at that thing in the mirror, at its reflection. To reflect on something is today's sentence for you, so before we continue, let's learn more about how to use this phrase. Sentence for you. What are you up to, Sarah?
Just reflecting on some memories from my high school yearbook.
What made you decide to reflect on that?
I love to look at old photos. See, this is one of me. That was some big hair I had back in the 80s.
You should probably reflect on why you have that hairstyle. Well, we're going to see just how she sings about thinking about those feelings of lost love in just a moment. Let's take a short break first. But before we do that, we gotta hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 今天我们要介绍的这位歌手呢，她的名字叫做 Nora Jones. 刚才 Bill 以及 Stephanie 分别用两个形容词，也就是 sweet 还有 smooth 来形容她的歌声。这次的动词是 drift. Drift beautifully over the relaxed tones. 这里的 tones 呢可以解释成为 notes, 也就是音符。那么什么的音符呢，后面又有一个介系词片语 of a jazz piano score。Score 在这里可以解释成为是 music, 也就是它的爵士钢琴音乐。Her mix of country, folk, soul, and jazz have won her millions of fans around the world. 这句话用的是现在完成式，表示她的音乐风格呢，赢得了非常多的乐迷。但是除了我们这里提到的音乐 style 形态之外呢，Dale老师还提到他的音乐风格当中也加上了 hip hop 的元素，但是是慢版的，不是快版的。下面那句话提到了 Nora 她的成长背景。As Nora grew up, her mother exposed her to jazz legends. Expose A to B 就是把 A 呢暴露在 B 当中。引申的意思呢，就是让 A 能够接触到，他的妈妈让他接触到了 jazz legends like Billie Holiday。因为这样的接触，所以在他搬到纽约去追求他的 musical dream 之前呢 ，she went on to study jazz piano at the university。第二段一开始是个过去分词片语，表示被动。Released in 2002 是修饰句子的组词，也就是 Nora 呢，她的第一张专辑，因为专辑呢是被发行，所以这里要用被动语态。举凡是像是专辑啊、电影啊，或者是书籍的出版，都可以用 release 这个动词。那么第一张专辑呢，就是后面的写体字 Come Away With Me。这张专辑 was a surprise hit。后面又有一个子句在形容它非常的轰动，非常的成功。那么这张专辑呢 that sold 20 million copies， 因为专辑大卖，所以2003年的葛兰蕾奖呢 was truly her coming out party。 用 coming out 来形容这个 party 呢，表示在这个宴会当中大家认识了她，知道了她的才华。以一个23岁的年轻歌手而言呢，当天晚上She had 8 statues to her name. 这里的 statues 呢就指的是 awards, 她赢得了八座格莱美奖。Her third solo album, 用 solo 来形容 album, 表示 she is the only one performing. 后面的写体字告诉我们专辑的名称。而这张专辑呢 was released in January of 2007, 指的今年年初才发行的。这张专辑 It features It 呢指的是前面提到的专辑，专辑它的特色呢在于下面的这首歌，也就是 Thinking About You， 后面接一个关系子句 In which 的 which 呢就指的是前面的这张专辑。在这张专辑里头， Nora in her trademark style reflects on feelings of lost love。 Reflect on 这个动词片语的意思呢就是 think， 也就是想到他回忆起他逝去的爱情。
Alright, let's take a short break. Welcome back to English for You. This is Bill.Holly and I are looking at this month's leisure unit today. It's our English for You Express, and we're taking a look at the latest song by Nora Jones called Thinking About You. Well, let's jump back into our article here. Now, in the song itself, she says, Yesterday I saw the sun shining, and the leaves were falling down softly. My cold hands needed a warm, warm touch.And I was thinking about you. So right off, she's kind of creating this feeling of maybe just a little bit of sadness in her memories, but not really too sad. It's almost more like she's looking back with a fond memories as well.
Right, you're probably getting the idea that she's feeling a little cold and she wants someone there. That's why she needs a warm, warm touch. She needs someone to touch herand touch her hands and warm them up. And I was thinking about you. So she has someone in mind. And she moves on into the next part and says, Here I am looking for signs of leaving. You hold my hand, but do you really need me? I guess it's time for me to let you go. And I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. So this kind of gets into the harder part of the song where she's talking about signs of leaving or the idea that someone is about to go. She's trying to find some hint of it and says, "You hold my hand, but do you really need me?" So she's questioning the love that she had, and she says, "I guess it's time for me to let you go. I need to just let it go and move on and maybe try to think about some happier things."
Right. I think she's realizing that this guy is about to leave and that maybe she's going to have to let him go, like let him go out of her heart. I mean, in the next verse, it says, "When you sail across the ocean waters and you reach the other side safely, could you smile a little smile for me?" So she knows he's going to leave and go on a long journey. He hasn't left yet. But she's saying, when you do this, sail across the ocean waters, or go on a boat over the ocean. When you reach the other side safely, the other side would be like the other side of land after you cross the water. She's saying, when you get there and you're safe, just think about me and smile.
Right. So she's not too unhappy or angry about this. She still probably cares about this person and wants them to be happy even though things are over. So it's a sad song, but it's not a negative one. It has a kind of positive message to it.
That's right. Well, let's hear some Chinese explanation now on the lyrics for the song.
我们在第二段当中呢，介绍了 Nora Jones的新专辑里头的这首歌 Thinking About You。 在节目一开始的时候，我们也欣赏了这首歌曲。接着我们来仔细看一看这首歌的歌词，因为有落叶，所以可想而知那个时节呢，可能是 fall， 也就是秋天。在歌词里头 ，Nora Jones 呢透露着她的感伤，她说 ，My cold hands needed a warm, warm touch。 秋天带着凉意，所以她说她寒冷的双手呢需要温暖的触碰。 And I was thinking about you. 这个 you 呢，很可能就是她心目当中的那个男朋友。换言之 ，she has someone in mind. 心中有一个特定的人。可是她说 ，Here I am looking for signs of leaving. You hold my hand, but do you really need me? 从这个句子里头，我们可以知道 ，she is questioning the love she has. 她对于这份爱呢，已经存疑了。她已经感觉到男朋友似乎要离她远去。 I guess it's time for me to let you go, and I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. 所以表示呢，他也是有警觉性的。他觉得时间到了，应该放手，让他离开，因为对方已经明显的表示 he's going to leave. 但是呢 ，Laura 心中还是带着祝福的。 When you sail across the ocean waters and you reach the other side safely, could you smile a little smile for me? 从这里我们可以知道，男友即将远行，虽然他们要分手了，他还是非常关心他。 She cares about him， 希望对方不仅能够安全，而且呢也能够开开心心的。 Cause I'll be thinking about you。 这整段的歌词非常符合第二段在最后的时候提到。 The song Thinking About You reflects on feelings of lost love， 深深地表达了出他对于 lost love 的内心感触。此外，由他的嗓音唱出来更加动人。All
right, we're going to take another short break, and we'll be right back. Let's read through the article one more time.
Nora Jones' soft, smooth voice drifts beautifully over the relaxed tones of a jazz piano score. Her mix of country, folk, soul, and jazz has won her millions of fans around the world. As Nora grew up, her mother exposed her to jazz legends like Billie Holiday. She went on to study jazz piano at the university before moving to New York to pursue her musical dream.
Released in 2002, Nora's debut album, Come Away With Me, was a surprise hit that sold 20 million copies. the 2003 Grammys were truly her coming out party. At the end of the night, the then only 23-year-old singer had 8 statues to her name. Her third solo album, Not Too Late, was released in January of 2007. It features the song, Thinking About You, in which Nora, in her trademark style, reflects on feelings of lost love.
Thinking about you. Yesterday, I saw the sun shining, and the leaves were falling down softly. My cold hands needed a warm, warm touch, and I was thinking about you.
Here I am, looking for signs of leaving. You hold my hand, but do you really need me? I guess it's time for me to let you go, and I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you.
When you sail across the ocean waters, and you reach the other side safely, could you smile a little smile for me? 'Cause I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you. I'll be thinking about you.
All right, listeners, let's take another look at our vocabulary.
Exposed. Gavin loved music as he had been exposed to it at an early age. Pursue. Anyone who wants to pursue a career in science should study math. Release. After a lot of waiting, the new Harry Potter movie was released. Solo. Richard left the band and decided to start a solo career. Feature. The art exhibition features some very famous artists, including Picasso.
Okay, listeners, we're going to play the song one more time for you, so let's say goodbye now. Please come and join us next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Bill.
And I'm Holly.
See you next time.
Yesterday, I saw the hey.